This is Science in the News in VOA Special English. I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Steve Ember. Every year, American high school students have a chance to demonstrate their knowledge of science and receive money for college. Students can take part in science competitions, also called science talent searches or fairs. Today, we will tell about some of these possibilities for scientific recognition.
The Siemens Foundation holds a mathematics, science, and technology competition for high school students every year. The foundation created the competition to improve student performance in mathematics and science. The contest is open to any student who is an American citizen or permitted to live in the United States. The Siemens Foundation joined with the College Board and six universities to create the competition. More than 1,600 students took part in the contest last year. Experts from the universities judge competitions in six parts of the country. Individual and team winners from those events then compete nationally. They demonstrate their projects to university professors and scientists. A winner of the Nobel Prize in Physics, Joseph Taylor, led the judging group for the latest contest.
The results from that judging group produced a first in the history of the competition. It was the first time in which girls won both the individual and the team prizes. The Siemens Foundation president said, "The number of girls entering the competition has increased every year. 48% of those who entered the recent contest were young women." The individual winner was Isha Jain of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. She received $100,000 toward her college education for her studies of bone growth in zebrafish. The Siemens judges said she was the first to discover that bone grows in many short periods of time. They also said her work was equal to that of a student who had completed 4 years of college. The top team winners were two 17-year-olds from Plainview, New York. Janelle Schlossberger and Amanda Haranoff shared a prize of $100,000 for their college educations. The young women studied bacteria responsible for the disease tuberculosis. They created substances to kill tuberculosis by attacking a protein. The Siemens Foundation says their discovery could lead to a new treatment for drug-resistant TB.